My name is Alex Wachowski. I'm from Wilcox, Nebraska.
And you are the recipient of the Grow Smart Scholarship here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Foundation Luncheon. Go ahead and tell me a little bit about yourself, where you go to school, and your major.
Yeah, so I'm from super small town in Nebraska. Wilcox, Nebraska, it's about 300 people. So that right there tells you that I'm directly involved in agriculture, doing everything that I love. So we raise cattle at home and corn and beans. And then I went to a small high school, and now I transferred from Southeast Community College in Beatrice to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln for Ag Communications.
You have a similar story as I do in the fact that you didn't necessarily know that you wanted to be a farm broadcaster until you were kind of exposed to the industry. So tell me a little bit about your story there.
So when I decided that I was going to transfer to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, I was going to major in ag education and ag communications. Truth be told, I really didn't even know what ag communications was. It just sounded pretty cool, and I knew that communications was what I liked to do. So from there, I accepted an internship with KRVN Radio, not having any intention of entering farm broadcasting. I was looking for an internship to complete my degree at SCC, and they gave me a shot in the dark and said, we're going to give it a shot. And so I went up to them at Nebraska Cattlemen's Classic, shaking and all, as I was asking for their information, saying, hey, will you please look at my stuff and give me a shot? And they did. And the rest is history from there. I've pursued farm broadcasting as an internship, and now I'm there working through school.
What has kind of kept your interest, you know, not always having that vision?
That's a really good question. So one of the things that really inspired me when I was interviewing for this position is we are serving our farmers and ranchers. We're not advocating for agriculture. We don't need to do that because the people we're working for already know what agriculture is. And because I have a production background, because we raise cattle, because we grow corn and beans, I knew that I needed to serve the people who are doing that job. And so that was a no-brainer for me.
What is kind of your vision for agriculture communications? Everyone kind of has their own definition, their own insight on what you do in this field, but there's so many different directions. What's your vision?
So my vision is not like everybody else's. I don't think advocate for agriculture. That's not my vision because I serve the people who already know agriculture. And so my vision looking forward is serve those people who work so hard to serve all the people who look down on them and get the information out, you know, trade issues and agronomy issues, livestock issues, all that stuff needs to get out, and that pushes me forward.
And what are your plans here for the future? When do you graduate, and kind of what are you thinking about doing afterwards?
Yeah, so I'm currently a junior, so I'll graduate in May of 2020 as of now. And after that, you know, I hope to keep working for KRVN Radio and the Rural Radio Network. I love what I do. I love the opportunities that are presented to me, and I hope it can continue.